I'm Billy Henry of Stardate. Stardate magazine celebrates its 50th anniversary this year, and we'd like to thank our many subscribers for keeping it going. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please check us out at stardate.org. Stardate December 13th. People collect all kinds of things, from baseball cards to Persian rugs. Over the past 40 years, some NASA aircraft have collected dust, grains of dust from beyond Earth. Many of the collection efforts have taken place during meteor showers. That's included the Geminid shower, which is at its peak tonight. A meteor shower takes place when Earth flies through a trail of particles that were shed by a comet or asteroid. Many of the particles burn up in the upper atmosphere, creating the streaks of light known as meteors. But many more grains are too small to burn up. They float down through the atmosphere. Some of them stop at a height of about 10 miles, and that's where the research aircraft head. Once there, they open up small boxes that catch whatever is drifting along. Pollen grains, parts of bugs, bits of volcanic ash, and even exhaust from rocket engines. Analysis reveals whether the captured particles are from Earth or from outside. The cosmic particles can then be tied to the meteor shower that was underway. And that can tell scientists about the shower's parent body, a sample return mission that never leaves Earth. The Geminids are in good view tonight. The meteors are visible from mid-evening on. At its best, the shower might produce 100 or so meteors per hour. And you don't need to look in a particular direction to see them. Just look up and wait for the fireworks. And we have more skywatching tips and much more about our amazing universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.